David Foster says as he talks to educators, parents, and school administrators around Virginia, he frequently hears the same concerns about funding, teacher recruitment, non-English speaking students, and of course the issue of testing.
Everybody in the state is dealing with our more rigorous new standards of learning and the accompanying standards of learning SOL test.
Both gubernatorial candidates this year have pledged to revamp the standards of learning, which Foster points out are continually revised, one subject at a time. For example, new math standards were implemented in 2009, with tougher new tests rolled out last year based on those standards.
They are evolving. This is no longer the multiple choice test solely that perhaps some folks assume. The test involves technology-enhanced items. They're all online now. They're becoming more problem-oriented. Creative thinking and problem-solving is required.
And this year, new tests in English and science have been more rigorous. When the SOL pass rates are released, Foster says they will likely indicate a decline.
That's not because our students, of course, are learning less. It's because we are challenging them more.
Foster says the department is also working through the remainder of the year to implement A through F school report cards as part of General Assembly passed legislation championed by Governor McDonnell. Supporters of the grading system say it gives parents a better way to understand test data and school quality. Critics, though, argue it will unfairly affect high-poverty schools. I'm Connie Stevens reporting.